Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program, and I'm Nolan Giles. Each episode, we turn our gaze to overlooked design stories, and today we're exploring the influence that electronic music has had on the world of design. From the synths and mixing desks that inspire product and industrial design techniques, to the graphic design of album cover art and gig posters, the connections between the two are abundant. London's Design Museum is currently hosting the exhibition Electronic From Kraftwerk to the Chemical Brothers until February 2021. To find out more, we visited the exhibition that's part sensible display, part nightclub, and spoke to its curator, Gemma Curtin.
There's an incredible crossover between music and design, whether it's in the early instruments, the synthesizers and the interfaces of those that becomes more and more simple throughout the 20th century, the miniaturization, the portability, all these elements are design elements in the actual equipment. And then there's the presentation of music, whether it's through the vinyl, the video, through live AV, the whole performance that comes out of electronic music that this genre is particularly innovative with, because it's not naturally performative. People working at computers or synth is not a great show. So there's been a huge development of artists collaborating with set designers, software designers, filmmakers, costume designers, lighting designers, to build up this really experiential element to electronic music. We have a wonderful piece that was commissioned by Jeff Mills, the Underground Resistance Detroit DJ. He commissioned Yuri Suzuki to create a performative synth for him that he could use on stage, and it's called The Visitor. And it's a wonderful piece of product design. It looks like a spaceship. But importantly, he also used the knobs from game design, because Jeff Mills is incredibly quick, and the traditional synth was perhaps too small for his dexterity. So that's a case of a collaboration between an artist and a designer to create a new product that really works for him and helps him perform and helps him make the best of his performance and music. Another aspect of the exhibition is we look at club graphics. We've got lovely flyers from Chicago, New York, and Second Summer of Love that make, do, amend approach to design. People hand-drawing, photocopying, using Letraset, really communicating as quickly as possible, handing out flyers at the end of a session or a club night, and how that sort of becomes much more professional, because then we show the wonderful graphics by Peter Saville for the Hacienda, Mark Farrow for Cream, the Designers Republic for Gatecrash in Sheffield. And these were super clubs. This is not a dingy church hall or sort of sports hall. These are becoming these very carefully designed interiors, whether it's Ben Kelly for the Hacienda, which we have a big section on. And these super clubs, you see very much more of a professional approach to graphic design and looking at the identity of these clubs, creating very slick advertising to appeal to a very broad audience. So it shows the movement going from an underground word of mouth type of thing to really quite a big commercial mainstream genre. Incredible how it all links together. I've come across managers who became graphic designers, fashion designers who got experience in the catwalk presentation, who then went into music to do live AV. It's a very fluid and creative area that allows for a huge amount of freedom, and I think the creative industries find it a rewarding place to work. At the end of the exhibition, we show the Chemical Brothers' experience. They've worked with Adam Smith and Marcus Lyle, filmmakers and designers, over the last 20 years. And that collaboration of visual and music is very tight-knit. The band see that visual aspect as important almost, and it sometimes influences the songs, so it's very much a collaboration.
That was Gemma Curtin speaking to Monocle's Nick Manise for that report. And that's all we have time for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's show was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.